The Flatus Show is recorded in front of a live studio audience. The Flatus Show, starring Kenty and Nelly the Cockatiel. Welcome to the Flatus Show. A low-calorie carbonated... excuse me. A low-calorie carbonated beverage for my diet. How are you doing, kids? I am your host, Kenty, and with me in the studio is Melly the Cockatiel. How are you kids doing? I'm doing wonderful in this late October day. Just got back from the theater where I was helping setting up sets, and I have some videos which I'm going to put up on the Cast YouTube page, Cape and Shakespeare Troupe. I'll link to my I'll have links on Facebook, and I'll put on my site. This week is the play starts Thursday, next Thursday through Sunday, whatever Thursday is, the last Thursday of October is. And, so, I'll be busy. I will not have a show next week because I have have a matinee on Sunday, so I will not have time to do any show. Now, I wanted to give you a little something this week. Things rolling around in my head. I will give you a brief show today. First of all, I was thinking about that, you know, make it better or it gets better campaign. And how sad it is. I mean, that one kid who killed himself and then another kid killed himself. And I don't think it gets better is enough, right? And I say, let's make it better. Make it better is the campaign. Because it doesn't get better. It's not a passive thing, okay? And this is for my peeps listening out there, my young gay followers who maybe feel like you're alone. Yeah, it sucks. I think I already said this. I'm not going to, paint it two ways. I'm not going to paint it any differently. However, let me tell you, in high school, I didn't have many friends in 9th and 10th grade. 7th grade, I had my best friend. Had a really good friend from 5th grade through 7th grade. He moved to another school district when I was in 8th grade. So from 8th to 9th to 10th grade, I really didn't have many friends in school. And so I was kind of a loner. And then, lo and behold, in 11th grade, I owe a lot to Sean Bracken. He confronted me. He started talking to me, and I, you know, had this circle of friends, and we were involved with the theater and stuff. So I was in the plays, school plays, and I got involved. And, you know, was it luck? Yeah, maybe. I had really thought about trying out for plays and stuff. And but it helps when you have other people to egg you on. There are places, there are people who will hang out with you, find them. You have to find them, you know. As there's this picture on Facebook that I found today, and I thought it was excellent. And it's a sign that says this: kids, don't like me? Have a seat with the rest of the bitches waiting for me to give a fuck. Okay, kids, that's what I want you to think. That's the attitude you should have. And, but don't be so, don't think everybody's against you, okay? You have to give and take, too. You can't be such a, pardon my language here. But I'm trying to be very frank with you because I know you can take it. Anyway, make it better. Not it gets better. Nothing just happens to you. You have to make it better, okay? That's it. It's a humanist thing, okay? Make it better. it gets better is wrong. Because it doesn't get better. You make it better. You understand? That's the difference. You make it better. So that's that. I also, Johnny was very kind and posted this link on my Facebook wall of Emily Dickinson's coconut cake. Apparently, this woman is doing a book. It was on NPR. And she is looking at the recipes, the cake recipes that that Emily Dickinson baked. And apparently, Emily Dickinson had written these recipes in her letters to friends. Now, of course, these recipes, like all recipes, or like most recipes of the 19th century, were just a list of ingredients. Now, the woman who was doing this, she said, oh, I cooked the cake, but I made some changes for my vegan friends. Well, you really can't, you can't do that. You know, that's not really Emily's cake. If you look at her interpretation, it is completely different from, you know, what Emily's cake was. Now, I, having studied 19th century cakes and all the cookbooks I have, I sort of understood what you do with the ingredients, right? I saw that it was some sort of butter sponge cake. I also realized that perhaps there was a few extra ingredients which were not noted in the list of ingredients, but probably were used, you know, like it was commonly known that you do use this, you know, these ingredients, which is, well, back then it would have been saleratus, but today we use baking soda and cream of tartar, cream of ricotta, and there is the ever popular lemon juice too. And I also, there's no flavoring involved, but I'm sure Emily used flavoring. So I added a couple teaspoons of vanilla extract as well. But that's the only thing I added to the ingredients. I didn't change the measurements. The recipe is very easy. It is 1 pound of sugar, 1/2 pound of butter, 1/2 pound of flour, 6 eggs. I used large, and 1 coconut shredded. Now, I could not find a coconut. I was going to shred a coconut myself. So I bought, you know, already shredded coconut. Again, I made some decisions as to what I was going to do with that coconut because I knew that not all of that coconut is going to go into the cake, okay? From my experience looking at recipes for coconut cake, the coconut was really just part of the icing, okay? That's, or filling. That's what made a coconut cake. Back in many early recipes in these cookbooks I have, it says chocolate cake. And you know, you're thinking, oh, I know what chocolate cake is. It's chocolate cake. The cake is chocolate. Not so fast, Sarita. The chocolate cake back then was a regular like butter cake or whatever, covered with chocolate frosting. So chocolate, so these had different meanings. So I really think that Emily Dickinson, you know, that's what it was. The coconut was used for the frosting. What I did, and well, you know what, I also thought she probably used the coconut liquid, you know, for flavoring properties, for flavoring. But I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. Because when I made it, I didn't really add any extra fluid except for what was, you know, the 6 eggs, and it came out pretty good, okay? I had the lemon juice, and I had dissolved the baking soda in a few tablespoons of water, but that's it. What was that? Maybe 1/4 cup of water, you know, liquid added? You really didn't need it. So I don't think she really used the coconut water. But what I did is I added about 3/4 cup of coconut flakes to the batter, and then used I didn't even use all of the coconut, the remaining coconut. Coconut for the frosting, which I made just a simple 7-minute frosting, and then pressed the coconut. You put the shredded coconut on that, and my kids. It was a really good cake. It came out good. I gave it to some of my friends. I gave it to the people I was working with today at the theater. They loved it. They thought it was good. I was asking them for their advice about the texture and whatever. It's like a butter sponge cake, basically. And that, I'm sure, is closer to what Emily Dickinson baked than what the monstrosity that this woman had on NPR. So that is that. I am in Taming of the Shrew. We have rehearsals every night this week up through the first performance, which is Thursday. Performance is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I'm excited. I'm getting excited. I know my lines, and I'm working on them, you know, not night and day, but, you know, I'm keep on, you know, refreshing my mind on them. Sorry I have been, you know, haven't been doing the podcast, but I have been very busy doing my this thing. So it's a fairly big role. Hortensia, go pick up a copy of Taming of the Shrew. And if anybody's in the area, it is at the Gorton Theater. You know, go look it up. Cape Ann Shakespeare Troupe. Look it up online. And that is that. Okay, kids? Okay. So I will talk to you later. And that's it. So on with the On with the show. Oh, I have a little... Before I say on with the show, today's show is a couple songs, and they are some Disney songs, and I think they're perfect for those kids out there who are feeling alone, anybody feeling alone for that matter. But I think to myself, they don't make songs like this anymore. You know, it's all the songs today are not, they don't comfort you. I mean, back in the 70s, these songs were like, I love these songs, okay? I mean, they were, you know, I guess I'm a sappy person. Maybe it's too sentimental, but they meant something to me. It's like, you know, it's like, you're not alone. There's people in the world, you know, be brave, that sort of thing. So anyway, I have a couple songs here for my peeps, for my kids out there. Listen, kids, big hugs from Kenty. You make it better. Now on with the show.
I'll be your candle on the water. My love for you will always burn. I know you're lost and drifting, but the clouds are lifting. Don't give up, you have somewhere to turn. I'll be your candle on the water, till every wave is warm and bright. My soul is there beside you. Let this candle guide you. Soon you'll see a golden stream of light. A cold and friendless tide has found you. Don't let the stormy darkness pull you down. I'll paint a ray of hope around you, circling in the air, lighted by a prayer. I'll be your candle on the water. This flame inside of me will grow. Keep holding on, you'll make it. Here's my hand, so take it. Look for me reaching out to show, as sure as rivers flow. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go.
Into Space by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. If the sad old world should jump a cog sometime in its dizzy spinning and go off the track with a sudden jog, what an end would come to the sinning. What a rest from strife and the burdens of life for the millions of people in it. What a way out of care and worry and wear, all in a beautiful minute.
as round the sun with a curving sweep it hurries and runs and races. Should it lose its balance and go with a leap into the vast sea spaces, what a blessed relief it would bring to the grief and the trouble and toil about us, to be suddenly hurled from the solar world and let it go on without us. With not a sigh or a sad goodbye for loved ones left behind us, we would go with a lunge and a mighty plunge where never a grave would find us. What a wild, mad thrill our veins would fill as the great earth, life a feather, should float through the air to God knows where and carry us all together. No dark, damp tomb and no mourner's gloom, no tolling bell in the steeple, but in one swift breath, a painless death for a million billion people. What a greater bliss could we ask for than this, to sweep with a bird's free motion through the leagues of space to a resting place in a vast and vapory ocean, to pass away from this life for aye, with never a dear tie sundered, and a world on fire for a funeral pyre, while the stars looked on and wondered. Every child has many wishes that they wish when they're alone. Faith can work just like magic. Nothing changes when you're grown. Be brave, little one. Make a wish for each sad little tear. Hold your head up, though no one is near. Someone's waiting for you. Don't cry, little one. There'll be a smile where a frown used to be. You'll be part of the love that you see. Someone's waiting for you. Always keep a little prayer in your pocket, and you're sure to see the light. Soon there'll be joy and happiness, and your little world will be bright. Have faith, little one, till your hopes and your wishes come true. You must try to be brave, little one. Someone's waiting to love you.
Flatus Show. You can reach me at flatusshow@gmail.com or come by and visit my website at theflatusshow.com. Thank you for listening.
Fiddler for Bear, you grow too forward, sir. Or have you so soon forgot the entertainment her sister Catherine welcomed you with all?
But wrangling head, this is the patroness of Heavenly Harmony. Then give me leave to add prerogative. When in music we have spent an hour, your lecture shall have leisure for as much.
Preposterous ass that never read so far as to know the cause why music was ordained. Was it not to refresh the mind of man after his studies or his usual pain? Then give me leave to read philosophy, and while I pause, serve in your harmony.
Sir, I will not bear these praise enough.
Why, gentlemen, you do me double wrong. I will not be tied to hours nor appointed times, but learn my lessons as I please myself. Take you your instrument, play you the whiles. His lecture will be done ere you have tuned.
You will leave his lecture when I am tuned?
That will be never. Tune your instruments.
Where left we last?
Here, madam.
Incubus simulis. Iges sagittalis, ix sterata priami, regiam chersis sens.
Construe them.
Ic ibat. As I told you before, Simois. I am Lucentio. Ic est, santu Vincentio of Pisa. Sagea terras. Disguised thus to get your love. Ic stederat. And that Lucentio that comes a wooing, Priam, is my Mantronio. Regia, bearing my port Chelsea Senis. And we might beguile the old gentleman.
Madam, my instrument's in tune.
Let's hear. Oh, fine, the treble jars.
Spin in the hole, man, and tune again.
Now let me see if I can construe it. Ic ibat simois. I know you not. Ic est sagea tellus. I trust you not. Ic stederat priam. Take heed, hear us not. Regia, presume not. Chalcis senis, despair not.
Madam, 'tis now in tune.
All but the bass.
The bass is right.
But let it rest. Now, Legio, to you. Good masters, take it not unkindly, pray that I've been thus pleasant with you both.
You may go walk and give me leave a while. My lessons make no music in three parts.
Are you so polite, sir? Well, then I must wait. And watch withal, but I be deceived, our fine musician grow amorous.
Before you touch the instrument, to learn the order of my fingering, I must begin with rudiments of art to teach you gamut in a briefer sort. F. There it is in writing.
Fairly drawn.
Why, I had asked my gamuts long ago.
Yet read the gamut of Hortensio.
Gamut, I'm the ground of all accord. A ray.
To plead Hortensio's passion.
Be me.
Bianca, take him for thy lord.
Si fa ut.
That loves with all affection. One clef, two notes have I.
Eva me.
Take pity, or I die.
Call you this gamut? Tut, I like it not. Old fashions please me best. I am not so nice to change true rules for old inventions.
Mischief, your mother graciously leave your books and help to dress your sister's chamber. You know tomorrow is the wedding day.
Farewell, sweet masters both. I must be gone.
Faith, mistress, and I have no cause to stay.
But I have cause to pry into this pedant. Thinks he looks as though he were in love. Yet if thy thoughts, Bianca, be so humble to cast thy wandering eyes on every stale, seize thee that mist. If once I find thee ranging, Hortensio will be quit with thee by changing.
Maybe we should get to know each other better.